monastery was a... he lived in Europe, and he was a mountaineer, among other things, and he made many first ascensions of mountains in Switzerland, particularly in the Alps. One first ascension that he made was up a very sheer cliff. The other side of the mountain people could walk up, there was no problem, but this back side of the mountain was completely sheer. And he looked and he thought, well, I think I can do it. He got up almost to the top when he found that there was a ledge there and that it was impossible to go any further. The mountain from there on sort of made a curve above this ledge, outward over space, so that anybody trying to climb that would just get upside down and fall down. And it was just the final lip before reaching the top. If any of you have done any mountaineering, you know that with a difficult ascent like that, it's perhaps barely possible for a person to go up, impossible to go down. There was just no possibility at all. And yet there was no possibility of going up any further. And so it looked certain that he would have to simply wait there until he starved to death. There was no way that he could reach anybody. There was nothing he could do. And so he thought, well, why just lie here and wait for death?